news, well, the healthcare news that's been dominating the airwaves, the cancellation notices that have gone out to millions of people. President Obama defended his signature healthcare law yesterday in a speech from Boston, saying that people who are losing their insurance plans because of the law should start shopping around for better coverage. Joining us now from Blue Cross Blue Shield is Luther Stuvlin. He is the director of the Health Policy Impact, and he joins us now. Hello, Luther.
Good morning, Jack and Sandy.
Thank you so much for joining us. Have you sent out cancellation letters to your customers?
We have been communicating with members who are affected by the ACA, and unfortunately, there's no simple answer when it comes to the ACA. It affects individuals and employers differently, and so we've been trying to take a proactive approach. We've started to communicate with those small employers and individuals whose policies we can no longer renew in 2014, just to let them know that the existing plan that they're on, we can't sell anymore due to the ACA, and that there are other options that are available. And so we're just informing them what options there are, the ones that are most closely resemble those that that they have today, to give them the choices that they need to make.
Did you know this was going to happen?
Well, sure. Back in 2010, when the president started advocating for the law, he said, if you like your health plan, you can keep it. And that's true to a point. If you had a plan in place when the law was enacted, you can maintain that plan indefinitely as long as your health plan keeps that grandfather plan in place. Mm-hmm. We've decided to maintain grandfather plans, but we also have new individuals that purchase coverage after that, and new groups that purchase coverage. And for those small groups and individuals that purchase their coverage after March 23rd, 2010, those are non-grandfather plans. And those need to transition now into the new plans mm-hmm. in 2014.
So why are we just finding out about it?
It's one of those things where people don't maybe pay attention until it's upon them.
Did you send out letters out to your customers to warn them of what may happen, that their plans were, I would assume that they were substandard?
Substandard isn't probably the term that I would use. They're different plans, and the ACA requires certain benefits to be included that may not have been included in all health insurance plans, and also it requires a minimum value, meaning how much the health insurance carrier pays versus what the member pays. And some of our plans, which have been very popular with our consumers, have not met those two standards, and so the plans that they're moving into could potentially have more benefits, but with more benefits comes more premium. And we have been communicating with our members for a long time about the changes in the ACA. But as you know, it's a complex law, and sometimes a few of those messages get lost.
Do you know how many of your customers in North Dakota have received these letters or have been on this this plan that you cannot renew after the first of the year? Do you know how many customers?
I don't have a number right off the top of my head how many plans are non-grandfathered. I would say that we have an individual market that is about 50-50 grandfathered or non-grandfathered. So we're talking about thousands of individual market customers and small businesses, and I think that mm-hmm. probably has been overlooked as well, is that small businesses are kind of caught in this.
Were these existing plans, like you have said, will no longer be renewed after the first of the year? Were these, were these inexpensive policies?
In general, they are more inexpensive. They're less expensive policies. As a member-owned company, we're not looking for a great amount of profit. We are just trying to cover our administrative budgets. And so the plan's premium generally applies to how much it actually covers, and so what types of benefits it includes, and then also how much cost sharing an individual has, and so it varies. Our most popular product is called AffordaBlue. This is a lower premium product that is non-grandfathered and will be discontinued at the end of April.
So will you actually cancel these policies the first of the year? And if they haven't purchased new insurance through the marketplace, are they just sort of out of luck? Or how will that work? Will there be any gap between the policies that you can't renew and customers being able to buy a policy in the marketplace?
Well, people will be able to purchase coverage and without gaps. And I would say for our individual market, we have a strategy to auto-enroll individuals into a plan that most closely resembles the product they're on today. In the small group market, it's really up to the employer to decide whether or not they want to select a plan that's closest or if they want to choose a different plan. And the individuals do have a further option of going to the health insurance marketplace to select coverage through there and potentially qualify for the premium assistance and cost share reductions.
We're chatting here with Luther Stuland with Blue Cross Blue Shield. He is Director of Health Policy Impact. And we received a text here just a moment ago, and it alludes to shopping around with the ACA. You find $12,500 deductibles and nearly $400 a month premiums. Are there $12,500 deductibles that people might be forced into getting?
There are actually multiple options to purchase from the least expensive coverage, which of course has higher deductibles and higher out-of-pocket maximums, all the way up to what is called gold planned under the ACA, and that generally covers 80% of your costs. And the premiums vary widely from the least expensive to the richer coverage, and so people have multiple options to choose from. The out-of-pocket maximums that are required under the ACA, or the cap on out-of-pocket maximums, is $12,700 for a family, and so maybe that's what that individual is referring to.
I see. Are there people who would find it wise to pick up a plan that had a $12,700 deductible?
Would it be wise?
Yeah. Are there situations where people would think that would be good? For instance, maybe they're making good income and they can cover it up to that point.
Sure. There's all kinds of situations that people find themselves in, and we've had fairly high deductible plans that have been very popular with people who appreciate the lower premium and are willing to take on a little bit more of the risk of the claims that they might incur. But again, we have offered and will continue to offer a fairly wide range of products.
So just to wrap up, Luther, and thank you very much for joining us on KFGO. When all of this shakes out, you are sort of at the front line of the Affordable Care Act. When it all shakes out, is it going to ultimately be good, or is it going to be difficult and expensive and tax us to the ends of the earth?
Well, you're asking me to make a fairly educated guess here, and I would say that there are certainly people who will benefit from the ACA, but with any legislation, there are costs. And so in addition to some changes that are happening in what types of health insurance that we can offer in North Dakota, there are also additional taxes and fees that will apply to products that we sell, which does not help to keep the cost down. Now, if more healthy people continue to purchase coverage, that helps bring down the cost of claim, or the cost of coverage for everyone.
Luther, thank you very much for joining us on KFGO.
Thank you.